Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
It's not real sunny today.
No, it's not.
Today, Jill and I talk about relationships. So, and you might think it's just all about...
Doctor,
you might think that this
is not
a
Dr. Laura show.
Yeah. It's not. We are and continue to develop relationships with our membership group, certain people in our membership group, and it's working out great.
That's not what I thought this was about at all.
What
so this will be good.
What did you think it was going to be about?
I'll tell you when we get into it.
Before we get into the show, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Carly asks, what are some common ways you all partner on deals? The only one I've heard of is that I have the deal and do all the work, and then the partner puts up all the money, and then we split the profit 50-50. That way it's fine. I was just thinking about a letter I just got back and figured I'd see what the experts were doing before I reached out to anyone.
That's exactly right. I couldn't have said it better myself. That type of relationship ties right into what we're talking about. Has been going on since there is money. You know, there's sweat equity.
Since the beginning of time or
since
money?
Since the beginning of
money. Since the beginning of money. That's true.
People have made, literally made fortunes without a dollar of their own money.
Yeah.
And rich people have made bigger fortunes than they already have without doing any work.
Yep.
So this is not a concept that I came up with. This is something that has just been going on forever. We are on both ends of that all the time. We are the money providers, and we are also for really large, really expensive SFR transactions and movie star ranches, we pull in partners. And we knock on wood, we have everybody's been happy as heck for it's. We've been doing this for years, so.
Mm-hmm.
If you need financing, we're going to call it financing, go to landinvestors.com and there's a form right at the, there's a top menu item that says get funded or something like that. And fill out the form. And if it's got to be a good deal. It all hinges on two
it's
things.
True.
Like we don't check credit or any of that silly stuff. That's for the banks and for the birds. The deal has to be fantastic because that's why we're all here.
Right.
You have to be fantastic. If you're not fantastic and you have a terrible deal, you're gonna get rejected.
You have a terrible deal, but you are fantastic. We'll let you know. Or if you're fantastic, but your deals suck, you know.
Well, and I'll tell you what, and it says right on there, 25% of the deals that we look at get funded.
Yeah.
So
because either or your deal might not be fantastic.
Be prepared to submit 4 transactions and get 1 accepted.
Or just save up the good ones. The point is, you shouldn't be submitting things, by the way, that are like, oh, I just want another pair of eyes. I'm going to let them decide if we should do the deal or not and just submit everything. Don't do that, because then you're going to label yourself as not fantastic.
Yeah, this is not, would you do this deal?
Exactly.
Actually, that's going to make, I'm on the back end of that. Personally, like there's most of the stuff I don't personally deal with, but I'm on the back end of that personally. And after the second time that happens, you're going to get blacklisted. You know what? That hasn't happened to anybody yet.
Not yet.
Thank goodness. And Justin Sleva and I are starting something this Friday called Finance Friday, where we're actually going to review the deals. And we're going to take a look at the stuff that's been submitted, and you'll get a real good idea. So the whole point to all this, since they asked the question, and it kind of cracks into relationships. The whole point of this is for you to get, you as a member, to get overzealous on the type of mail you send out. Like, I don't want you to sit around and say, yeah, I only have $15,000 that I've allocated for this whole silly Land Academy thing. So I'm only going to send out letters for 5-acre properties that I'm going to buy for $5,000.
Brilliant.
Throw that away. If you've already done a few deals, what I want you to do is say, I'm Superman. I'm going to send out deals that single family residences that I've identified, or I'm going to send out infill lots in a Dallas area, or you name it. It's going to cost $60,000 to buy these properties because that's how I priced them.
But
I don't have $60,000, but they're worth
$150,000.
And I don't have the dough, but I'm going to bank it on the fact that these guys are going to hook me up. And we will.
Thank you.
Personally, I will.
Love
I manage,
it.
You know why I personally handle this part of it? Because I like it.
I know you do.
I like doing deals.
Exactly.
Talk shows, not so much. Deals, yes.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Today's topic, relationships. This is the meat of the show. Jill, I can sense that you have stuff to say here.
Well, I went into this all wrong. Not all wrong, but I had a whole different viewpoint of what I thought the topic was for today. And I identified three types of relationships in general. You have the...
Can't wait to hear this.
Okay. You have your work relationships. We all know what that is. We have our personal relationships. We all know what that is. And then we have other. And those are just...
So professional, personal,
yeah.
And...
Other.
And
which
what,
is like? The which is like the lady last night that I wasn't so thrilled about, but she recovered well when we had dinner.
Yeah.
At the Chart House.
Did you ever go out to dinner with somebody? And this is like, I was thinking about this while I was talking, because this never happens with Jill, ever. Jill's like, Jill's personality is exactly like how she is on the show.
Thanks.
She's like the sweetest girl there ever was. Seriously, wakes up with a smile on her face. Honestly,
thanks.
Every once in a while, some stuff just gets under her skin. It usually has to do with she hasn't eaten for like 2 days or whatever reason. I think that's what's going on last night.
I don't know. I was
so
a little
frustrated.
So when it
happens, I just think it's the most entertaining thing. However, when it happened, like sometimes people, it's the norm. Like they send their food back 6 times at every single restaurant event. That is a deal killer for me. Like if that happened once, I would be done with that whole relationship. Since we're talking about relationships, I have a peeve about that. It's like, come on, man.
I understand.
Stuff's
well, I actually have a personal theory about that too. If you send your food back, I'd be afraid to eat what comes back. Lord knows, because we all saw that movie. I can't remember what it was.
It was called Restaurant or something.
Something
or
like
waiter.
That. And it had the guy who plays, shucks.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the one that
Deadpool.
You go? Yeah, that's it. Had the Deadpool guy like in it. So it was hilarious. So Lord knows what they do in the kitchen to the food after you send it back a couple
times.
Well,
they show you in that movie.
That's I'm like, not that I have ever. I really will officially. I don't care what it is. I will never send food back.
I couldn't agree more.
So yeah, that's so funny. So those are the other. So I guess so. You have your professional. We talked about there's different versions, like you're talking about. You know, in every way, you got to develop these. You got to develop these relationships. You develop your professional ones, like we're talking about with investors. And part of developing these relationships is, you know, be a good person. I look at that. Be transparent. Be honest. Do the right thing. And I guess if you do those things, you just kind of follow along like that. Even if it's something you don't like, you're honest and you just say, hey, this does not sit well with me. You're never going to go wrong.
I had a professional psychologist tell me this. Don't ask me why I was talking to a professional psychologist. This is a lot of years ago. And she said, relationships have to be mutual.
Mutual. Okay.
The only exception is like the military, where there's a chain of command down.
Like you got to get something and give something.
Yes. And it has to be equal in general.
I like this therapist.
However, most of the time, almost all the time, there has to be somebody who's in charge. And that's where it gets all messy. This whole week is called Working With Your Spouse Week.
Oh, no.
How many
minutes into show one this week, and it's like we're talking about things getting messy. Oh boy, what's coming?
Let's take a typical real estate deal, and well, we'll save it for tomorrow, because tomorrow is like working with your spouse. That's the title.
All right.
Give me an example of a relationship that has really worked for you, long term, not me, and one that hasn't.
Okay. I have a particular employee that's been with us for several years. The first year or so was rough, but then we found our groove and got that person where they need to be. And now I don't even think about them. And it just took a lot of time. It was a lot of nurturing, a lot of back and forth, you know, even though one of us is a boss and it's not them.
Jill softens everything.
Thank you. There's times I had to remind them.
Here's how I say it. I'm the freaking boss. I'm the freaking owner. And this is how it's going to go.
Yeah, I don't do that. So, but
that's why they don't
it's
let me come
term,
into the office that much.
And we got him there. So I felt great about that. One that didn't go well, same example. I mean, it's easy to bring up work example, well, even friend examples, but I'm just going to keep it with business. But gosh, we've had plenty of work examples where, you know what? And here's what happened. I have a great work example that failed and I had to let the person go. And it was so bad that by the time I let the person go, I actually had written up and I kind of stood there and handed to her. And it was just kind of like, yeah, I get it. There was no arguing. It was kind of like, you're either doing your job or you're not. And it's like, it's black and white. And I don't understand how someone could actually stare at you and go, yeah, you're right. I guess I didn't do my job.
I've never let somebody go in the history of the million people who have worked for us. And me before you, I've never let somebody go where they were shocked, where they're like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I'm the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
They all say, yeah, I've already cleaned my desk out then.
Yeah, I expected this 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm a ding dong for letting it drag on this long. But I'm trying to make it work. I'm trying to do the right thing. That's part of it. You have to, with like these relationships, you have to know when to cut them off. Yeah. And sometimes it's hard, you know.
We got a really good crew right now.
We do.
I think sometimes our employees listen to some of the stuff that we say because they edit this.
I know.
They probably listen to it and they're like,
My
gosh, I'm next. No.
No.
We have the greatest crew right now ever.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm not just saying that.
I know. We do. We really
and
do.
And I hope it's mutual.
So give me, how about some, do you want to talk about other relationships or you want to give your examples and good ones and not good ones?
So men, socially, men and friendship. When you start to make a lot of money, no one tells you this, so I'll tell you.
Thank you.
When you start to make a lot of money and it shows, maybe you change the car you're driving, where you live, some stuff like that, you get a really pretty girl. I'm a glaring example of all this stuff.
Thank you.
You lose friends. You know, I have lost some of my, probably five, what I thought were lifelong friends in the last 3 years since we started the show and started getting all kinds of notoriety and people are recognizing us in Costco and stuff. You know, there's this alpha male problem that goes on with men, and you know, it's not a good thing. You know, I don't like it. I know you've lost a couple of friends recently.
I have
in the last couple of years because of this, and like girlfriends.
I have. I concur.
So I don't think it's anything that we do.
I just think it's
hard for people to watch.
Exactly.
So it's too bad.
Usually it's, you know, yeah.
You know that whole cliche, it's lonely at the top, which I thought was a we're not like, come on, we're nowhere near the top and we'll never be.
Exactly.
And I don't want to be.
We don't, by design.
We're at the top of probably the land investment business.
That's true.
Yeah, well, you know what? We are at the top of that.
We are.
Which is a tiny little, you know, we're a tiny little fish in a tiny little pond.
Right.
But it's a profitable.
We're like Hawaii compared to the all the other continents.
Still, it's just, you know.
But we're the big island.
I've actually had conversations with my buddy, two guys specifically, and they're like, they just deny it. They're like, what are you talking about? No, I just have stuff to do.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't.
It happens.
But like my sister, I had the greatest relationship with my sister that there ever was.
Oh, and I do with my brother, too.
And Jill, not so much. So, you know, it's just, I don't know.
We're different people.
You just have to
That's
go into
okay.
it. Giving more than, expecting to give more than you get. And
it's
then
hard.
That everybody wins. It's not hard.
Well, if you're the right people, if you both give, you're both giving, you know, you're both trying to one-up each other with giving more, then it's going to work.
If you take this attitude into a real estate deal with the seller, specifically with the seller, not so much a buyer. I don't care about the buyers. You're going to win. Like, that's how we got to 16,000 transactions. We're in a market right now where we buy houses. And every deal that I talk to, and I ask our people to do this too, every single deal I say, do you get a lot of letters like this? And they all say this. We get a lot of letters, but nothing like this.
Exactly.
Nothing like where there's an actual offer that I can actually just sign and send back. And then
it has my name on it.
And then when I call you and you call me back and we actually do you do what you're going to say. And that's all Jill. Jill,
thanks.
You know, Jill to this day, on all these house deals, I think that you do talk to the seller in the beginning.
I do.
Just to get them all jillified, you know.
Thank you. I do.
And so, and they all need something. They all need some quirky thing, like...
Yeah, a month to clean out the garage.
Yeah, or can you help me clean out the garage, because right. I'm older.
Exactly.
I live in Boston and my house is in Arizona or whatever.
Right.
And so we always do that for them, for sure. If, you know, the we call it the concierge service. We get a lot more deals because of that. All the details of that are in the House Academy program that's coming up. That's not a plug. That's just really, it really works.
Mm-hmm.
Jill's done, I can tell. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss working with your spouse.
And answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So you look like you're parked up for the tundra here.
This serves two purposes. Number one, it's awful today in Los Angeles.
It's
like gale force winds on the water. So that's the one, number one. And number two is tomorrow you'll see me wearing this right here.
Yeah.
And the next day you'll see me wearing this.
Kind of figured. Are you gonna go all the way down to you have no shirt?
And then maybe the day after that.
Could you imagine?
Day after that, you'll see this.
Wait. What if we did that? Okay, so this is me for Monday. This is me for Tuesday. And then this is me for Wednesday. Like, tune in. If you're not Wednesday, there'll be nothing on. I'll just be sitting in my bra.
That'd be great. That would be the,
like,
that
strip,
would go viral.
Podcast strip poker. Strip podcast. Oh no,
dude! I will pay you $1,000
to sit here in my bra.
Cash if you do the show in your bra 3 days from now.
All right, let me think about it.
This is going to be.
There's a part of me that might say yes.
This is great for our numbers.
Totally, dude. Can I do it in my bra? I guess why not?
Oh my gosh! I think YouTube might shut that down.
Oh man!
What? There's all kinds of crazy stuff on YouTube with bathing suits. You could do it in a bathing suit.
I could do that. It's a little cold out right now, though. We'll see.
Cold schmold.
All right.
We want to see it.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property naked.